Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Reed Maintenance. We're on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major leaguer. And I got the man here. We're going to let him introduce himself to our Chicago audience.
How we doing, guys? My name's Liam Hendricks. I'm currently with the Chicago White Sox, and I'm a little older than probably most people are going to be interviewing.
So tell my audience a little bit about yourself. We introduce you to my Chicago audience.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Australia. Have been now playing in professional baseball in America since 2007. Have been in the big leagues since 11, 12, and 13, and then been up pretty much since then. But my second year in Chicago, and I'm loving every minute of it.
So in Chicago, I'm in Australia. Do they play baseball in Australia?
I mean, I had to at some point, right? There's a decent contingent. It's a very passionate contingent, but it's not the largest group. Uh-huh. But it's a very small-knit community that everybody kind of rallies around each other when times are needed.
So what's this big league experience been like for you?
It's early on, it was a lot of ups and downs. Obviously, you called up and optioned and sent back and then designated and all this stuff and sort of stuff. You're bouncing around a little bit. But it's been a whirlwind, obviously. There's a lot of things that I'm very grateful for. And I think it's helped that I've had a good family to come to bounce around with just to deal with the adversities and stuff that I've gone through. But it's been a fun ride, that's for sure. And I'm glad of every single minute of it.
You know, I used to coach college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid dreamed of playing in the big leagues. And I would always tell my guys that the quickest way to the big leagues is pitching and catching. You're a pitcher. How did you put yourself on the map to get known by the scouts?
So in Australia, I was just kind of I was never the best player. I was never that, but I always wanted to make sure I worked as hard as I possibly could and made sure anytime I went out there, everyone saw what I was actually capable of. So came over to the Twins in 2007, and I made my name there purely based on the fact that I didn't walk anybody. I think I was a control guy. I didn't throw very hard. I was a starter at that point, and it was one of those things where it's like my niche is going to be making sure I get guys out, get deep into games, and then give guys some length, and that was what I did. And that was the Twins' mantra at the time. They wanted stock standard right-handed guys who threw 90 to 92 and didn't walk anybody.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know the average life of a big league is 2 to 3 years. I mean, you know, you've been around a pretty long time now.
Yeah, I'm going into my 12th big league season, parts of. But, I've been around a while. I've had to reinvent myself a couple times, whether it be going from a starting pitcher to a reliever, going from a reliever who was stubborn and only threw the same pitches to now kind of maneuvering around a little bit. And you learn how to just judge guys' swings. You learn how to read the game, read people's swings, read people's intentions, and see what they're actually going up to the plate to do.
Do you sometimes just pinch yourself that you're actually playing in the major leagues?
Oh, without a doubt. I'm grateful every single day I get to walk into this clubhouse. I think that gets lost on some guys when they've been around a while. They almost take it for granted, and that's something that I've vowed never to do because I appreciated everything. I've been DFA'd 5 times, including in 2018, after having 6 years in the big leagues. So it's not something that I take lightly or take for granted. I'm grateful for every single minute I'm here.
And what about, you know, going from different teams? I know coaching college, but it's like a bond that happens with the team that, you can't explain, but it's just as they say, what happens on the team stays on the team. So when you go from team to team, you have to, like, make friends all over?
Yeah, I've been lucky in the fact that I'm a relatively social person. Same thing with my wife. We've bounced around a lot. Like, I've gone through this entire journey with her. I met her in 2010 when I was in the minor leagues, and we've gone through this this life together, and that's something that she's got friend groups that we were with teams for 2 weeks. We were with teams for very brief periods of time, and we've got friends all over the place now that have then spread and gone other places, and you meet other people. But it's still the brotherhood inside. You still have that camaraderie, you still have all of this, but I mean, it's on the field, you're going at it no matter what, and off the field, you're able to kind of go out and have a meal with them.